Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your source for the latest insights and updates from our thriving aerospace community. I'm Emma, and today we're diving into a topic that's shaping the future of our industry: digital transformation and its pivotal role in achieving net zero.
Emma, it's Daniel. I've been reading up on how digital transformation isn't just about staying competitive anymore, it's becoming essential for sustainability. The World Economic Forum says 20% of emissions reductions can come from digital technologies alone.
That's right, Daniel. And it's interesting to see how this transformation works. From foundational technologies like ERP systems improving operational efficiencies, to sensing and control technologies tracking energy consumption in real time.
Exactly. I was reading about how decision-making technologies use AI for predictive maintenance, which not only reduces downtime but also resource waste. And then there's the enabling technologies like cloud-based tools that facilitate remote working.
I see, so it's not just about implementing technology, it's about creating a culture shift in businesses. From traditional thinking to a more collaborative, experimental approach. That seems like quite a big claim, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's where the real challenge lies. It's about people embracing uncertainty and seeing it as an opportunity. But how do you even begin with all this?
Well, the good news is there are partnerships emerging to help businesses navigate this. For example, Gradient is working with Use Data to bring their data automation platform to SMEs.
Oh, interesting. Elizabeth Mills from Use Data said something about supply chains being poised to make a significant contribution to net zero. That makes sense when you think about the data involved across the entire supply chain.
Right, and with data coming from so many different sources, collating and analyzing it becomes critical for tracking progress to net zero. This is where Use Data's platform can make a real difference.
It's clear that digital transformation is no longer optional. It's a business imperative and a moral obligation. But I wonder how businesses are supposed to balance the immediate economic challenges with long-term sustainability goals.
That's a great point, Daniel. The article mentions that with cost increases and consumer confidence decreasing, many SMEs are hesitant. But the benefits, reduced costs, improved supply chains, and demonstrating commitment to net zero, make it a worthwhile journey.
So where do you think the Northwest Aerospace Cluster stands in this transformation? Are we leading, following, or somewhere in between?
I think we're in a strong position. With global leaders like Bay Systems, Rolls-Royce, and innovative SMEs, we have the potential to be leaders in this digital sustainability movement.
Well said, Emma. And as Gradient and Use Data demonstrate, collaboration across the supply chain is key. It's about making net zero a sustainable business imperative.
Absolutely, and that brings us to the end of our episode today. Daniel, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that the question isn't where to start with digital transformation, it's when will we start. Thank you for joining us on the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Stay with us for our next episode, where we'll be exploring more ways the aerospace industry is driving innovation and sustainability. Until then, fly high.